In this high-profile case, former Dallas Mayor Pro Tem Don Hill and several others are charged with bribery, extortion, money laundering, and tax evasion. At the center of the case, lucrative tax credits and city contracts for low-income housing development. Dallas jury consultant Jason Bloom, not associated with the case, says lawyers must find jurors who have not been biased one way or the other by news reports and other information.
That bias is further exacerbated, or could be, by life experiences and attitudes that these prospective jurors bring into the courtroom pertaining to public officials or other instances of public corruption, not necessarily that have taken place in Dallas, but perhaps in other places across the country.
Bloom says lawyers are also looking for people who can sit still and focus on complex material for long periods of time. And he says finding jurors who can afford to be away from work for at least 2 months is another challenge. 12 jurors and 4 alternates are expected to be seated in the next couple of days. B.J. Austin, KERA News.